Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I'm here with my parents, but only my mom has a microphone. Say hey, Mom.
Hey, Rachel.
So it was your job today to tell us what national holidays we're celebrating.
Well, let me put on these glasses that Rachel just gave me.
If you guys watch my YouTube channel, I tested As Seen on TV products, and one of them was reading glasses, and I just handed them to my mom because she's like, oh, I think I forgot my eyeballs. I was like, oh, I have some for you. That's what my mom calls glasses, by the way, is eyeballs.
See, there's a difference just from here.
Okay, well, Anyway, I gave her the glasses and she loves them. So if you were wondering if those As Seen on TV reading glasses work.
They work.
Okay, there you go. She has not let my dad try them yet. So
it's National I Love Horses Day.
Oh, horse girls everywhere are just gleaming.
National Tapioca Pudding Day. National... Pet Fire Safety Day.
Pet Fire Safety! So, I just did a giveaway of a Pet Fire Safety sticker thing.
Yes, you did. I saw that. Mm-hmm. But they had other ideas, too. Like, I'm reading.
You're not in the microphone, though.
Okay, we're going to do this. Oh, wait. No, these are good. Okay. Replace your glass bowls with metal or plastic, because outside on a wooden deck, they can heat up and start a fire.
But don't use plastic.
Yeah, don't. It does say use fire. Oh, wait, this kind of goes in and out. Maybe it's me. Fire alert window clings. They call them window clings to help the firemen know if they're.
The sticker?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so the animal sticker things are called window clings.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when you're home, have a plan. Like, oh, no, if a fire breaks out or.
Is this a national holiday? What are you talking about?
Yes. What is the topic, Rachel?
I don't know what the topic is. Wait, what was the national holiday called? Pet Fire Day?
National Pet Fire Safety Day.
Okay, and that is why we don't put what on the deck? Bowls of what bowls?
Water bowls.
Water bowls?
Whether glass.
You can't put glass water bowls?
Would you like a microphone?
Well, he's the only one paying attention.
Clearly.
So don't put glass water dishes on your deck.
Yeah,
because it can start a fire. Oh, because like the magnifying glass.
Yeah, yeah.
Who has a glass water dish? They're all metal now.
I know, but some people are just fancy. Okay, here's a fun one. National Give Something Away Day. So, Rachel, you're going to give something away on this podcast.
Okay. Gotcha. No homework. I do this once a week on my main channel.
Okay, you know what you're going to give away?
I will give away this because it fits in an envelope. My giveaway rules for whatever I give away is something I can stick in an envelope, a normal sized envelope with 1 to 2 stamps. And that way I can ship to anywhere in the world and it doesn't cost me an arm or leg.
So what do they have to do to get this chicken fact from Thursday, July 11th?
That is your call. You said I had to get something away. Then you came up with it.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel, All Things Internet.
There you go.
Subscribe to our Twitter page, All Things. I don't need
No, it's Podcast ATI.
Internet things. Twitter. And then like and follow. Wait, what do you say?
I don't know what you want them to do.
And have somebody else do it too. There.
Okay, and then screenshot all of that and let us know you've done that by tweeting it to us at Podcast ATI.
And you will get this chicken fact. And
you have a chance to get this chicken fact.
There's also fun.
There's like
fun
legal
extra
terms.
Things on the back.
What is it?
I'm not going to tell you. The person gets to know.
I'm not shipping it out. I'm going to read it anyway. What's the chicken fact? You didn't even tell me what the chicken fact is.
Let me put on my nifty glasses. The shell of an egg is made out of calcium carbonate, the same material found in pearls, marine shells, antacids, and marble. That's a good chicken fact.
How is that a good chicken fact?
Don't you ever wonder what the shells are made out of?
No, I just think it's made out of a shell.
Well,
is it made out of a seashell? Is it like the same material out of a seashell?
That's what it says.
My dad is having trouble listening
today, girl.
You're usually not talking. It's usually just me talking. So I'm in my...
You are having trouble today. Maybe because we're tired.
Because of VidCon?
I'm wearing my VidCon badge.
She is. You guys really need to watch this podcast because my mom's doing a lot of visuals today. Okay, that is actually the first topic I want to talk about is the fact that Jessica revealed the gender of the baby.
Yes, she did.
We can say it now, right? It's been like a week.
A boy!
Boys are taking over the Ballingers.
Yes, they are.
Oh my god! It's, you know what? I've realized it's because we make really good boys, like good, good boys. Honest men, and I think good the men. World just needed more of those, and so it was up to the Ballinger women to do that.
Yeah. So, well, actually, it's the male that decides the sex of the child, not the female.
Okay. They but it was us XX to raise them. Well, the men in our family raise. They're very much involved.
They're very much involved.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Ballinger men aren't like the women do it. They're co-parent for sure. But anyway, I think that's what the world needed was just some more gentlemen.
Good men.
So leave it to the Ballingers.
Well, let's sprinkle a few girls in there.
I know. Bailey's the only Bailey's the only girl. She's like, someone give me a girl. But we're all very, very excited about having a boy. Excited. Also, because, you know, then Jessica's excited because she gets all of Flynn's hand-me-downs.
Hand-me-downs. I've already given her bags of them.
Yep. So love that hand-me-down business. So we can talk about that now. We still don't have a name. Right. I don't want to have a name and know it without you guys knowing it because I hate secrets.
Secrets are hard.
Secrets are hard. Words are hard. Math is hard. Science is hard. But anyway, so
paying attention is hard for you today.
Yeah. I'm so glad Colleen's okay. We went to VidCon. Something Colleen said on stage.
I got to go. It was my first time. It was really fun.
You know what? Let's talk about that. How was your first VidCon experience?
It was so much fun. Thank you for taking me.
You're welcome. My mom was my plus one. She went to my meet and greet. She handed out little postcards that I had signed because a lot of people want signed things, but it holds up the line so long and I feel bad. And some people are like, oh, you signed this one thing. Now sign 100. So I just signed postcards for you all and gave them away for free at the thing. My mom handed those out. And we met lots of lovely, lovely people.
We got some sweet hugs.
Afterwards, my mom just kept being like, those kids are just so cute.
They're so sweet.
And then after my basketball game, a bunch of you came and were cheering me on. And afterwards, my mom's like, those kids, oh, they are just the greatest. So, and Jessica was even saying it. Like, I talked to Jessica and she was like, I saw some of your little humans after your meet and greet. Oh my God, they're the best. And like, Jessica, so just so you guys know, my whole family loves you guys.
Yep.
But explain your experience. What was it different than you had in your mind? I'm gonna steal your iced tea while you talk.
It's almost water.
I grew up on watered down iced tea, unsweetened, made by my mother.
Well, now I don't do it on watered down. It's usually like really tea.
No, that is straight water. That is straight water from a cup that once had iced tea in it, but was just poured out and not rinsed out.
No, that had this much tea in it.
Oh God, it's delicious though.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But I can't have tea after like 4 in the afternoon or I don't go to sleep.
I can't have coffee after 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See? Okay. VidCon.
Anyway.
Back to VidCon. It was fun. I got to be behind the scenes doing Colleen's Q&A.
Oh, yeah. You were behind the scenes. And that was fun. Everyone but you came on stage in the family that was there.
Well, that's fine. I know. Busy doing stuff.
Yeah,
it was fun.
Yeah, Eric made an appearance on stage, as did Flynn.
So did Flynn.
Christopher's entire family came on stage at one point.
Yeah. My hand made an appearance.
Did it?
Yeah, because Duncan kept going back and forth from Christopher
Duncan
to backstage.
Duncan was a runner.
And I want my daddy. And it's like, okay, now stay there. And he'd keep running back.
He'd be like, I want grandma. And his dad would be like, okay, stay backstage.
Christopher and I needed to talk.
but it was a lot of fun. But what was different? Than you expected.
Than I expected?
Yeah, what did you have in your mind that didn't actually happen at VidCon?
Nothing. I didn't have any preconceived...
Did you think it would be more chaotic, more calm?
No, because you guys had told me that it was chaotic years ago, and now it's...
It's gotten better. Security's gotten a lot better.
Yeah. Yeah. It was great. No, I liked it all. Your basketball game was a blast, and your little fans Go Rachel Signs.
I had a lot of fun playing basketball.
Played little games with them across the court. And
yeah, I think this year was the calmest. VidCon finally figured out what to do. The hotel is completely separate. You can't get into the hotel unless you have a VidCon yellow badge that my mom has that she keeps showing off the camera. So it's very safe. It was even safe enough where, like, you used to be, like, you'd be stuck in your hotel room or else you'd go out and get mobbed and feel unsafe. You guys are just excited when you're there.
Yeah,
I understand.
It's just there.
It's excitement, but mob mentality can take effect, which is scary, which is why people like Logan Paul got in trouble when he would, like, run through VidCon or whatever. That's why Tana got in trouble because she was... VidCon just kind of screwed Katana, but they're all good now. but it was like so chill that it was like we actually went off.
We did.
We went and got dinner.
Red Robin.
Yum. So it was like the security felt so great that I was like chill going out, yeah. Which was really nice.
It was.
So I'm glad that was the first year you had gone, or else yep. I think you would have had extreme anxiety in the other years.
So that
was my seventh year. You guys asked me how many VidCons I've gone to. I saw, I think it was Gen X Pen post a picture saying 7 years of VidCon. I was like, I wonder how many I actually have gone to. So I'm back on my Instagram and looked at every VidCon post I've done. And this was my seventh VidCon.
Wow.
My second time being a featured creator.
Yay, Rachel!
The other times I was, you know, just pit-patting with Colleen around. So yeah, my favorite. So we did Colleen's Q&A, mm-hmm. where Colleen made us all do a Miranda impression. And she made me do the whoa, which I have vowed never to do. But then I was on stage and Colleen made me. No, this is a podcast. That's
they
not
can
a visual.
See. Go,
not
whoa.
Everyone is
it was
visual.
Something like this.
No.
Whoa. Oh my God. Isn't that what you did?
No. But oh my God. Some people are just listening to the podcast.
Okay. Well, they can see me doing it in their head.
Yeah. If you aren't viewing this, my mom's whoa kind of just looked like a circle with her hands.
Because that's what you did. I was looking at a tiny screen backstage.
Okay. It's like, it's they're oh, going
it's
reverse
like this,
yeah
whoa,
and then you
whoa.
Pause and like kind of
she got her
into,
to do it
oh my God, I hate you,
did it, I win.
Anyway, yeah, VidCon, usually the worst part is like you don't get food, but since the hotel was more calm,
oh,
you got to eat.
I had two buffet breakfasts with Jessica and Christopher and the kids, and it was thebomb.com, yum.
Yeah, you told me about it about like six times.
It was
Jessica,
good.
If you're seeing or hearing this at all, my mom really loved that you took her to breakfast. but I think my favorite part of all VidCon, I mean, obviously hugging you guys was awesome, but you know my major passion in life is sports, and I finally got to play basketball as part of my job, which was amazing. I sucked. I had so much fun.
You made a point.
You got a double single.
I got a rebound.
Yes.
I you did. I was editing my vlog. My VidCon vlog goes up today, so it should be up by the time, no, a couple
I
hours after.
Seen it. Oh, tomorrow.
This posts
got
on
it.
Monday. So it's up Monday afternoon.
Okay.
This is going up Monday morning. But so I was watching the footage because I had my mom film it. It's my favorite footage in the world. Half of it is the ceiling.
Because I, you
no,
can't.
It
no.
was, no.
Rachel, you film like this. Da-na-na-na-na, and I'm trying to keep that where you are, but look at you at the
okay.
same time.
No, but there was times you clearly thought it was off when it was on and on when it was off.
Oh, crud.
But it's my favorite because you did get when I did an assist, when I got a rebound, and then when I got my shot blocked, which was hilarious. I actually hurt my lower back when that happened because the guy went
oh, no.
so force like just on me that I bent backwards so much really fast that I hurt my lower back. I'm fine. I'm going to the chiropractor. But then my shot, I made one shot. You can hear my dad screaming, she's open under the basket. She's open under the basket. You can hear my dad screaming. And then you could see the guy pass it and you could hear my dad just getting really freaking excited. And then my mom has the camera just on the hoop and I'm not anywhere in frame. Like she had it zoomed in. So it was pointed at me. Just, it didn't hit me.
Well, and then you made the basket, so I had to stand
yeah.
up and cheer.
So I make the basket. You just see the basketball going in. It's a layup. It hits the back. You know, just the first thing
beautiful.
You learn in basketball. Hit the corner of the painted box. It'll go in.
It was beautiful.
So I got it in. You know, I'm kind of glad you got it going into the hoop instead of me. If it were one or the other, I'm glad it went in the hoop and that's what you got. But I got that, and then the camera's just a mess.
Because I was
and then
cheering.
And then you hear her say, I don't think I got that. I was too busy cheering.
Standing up and cheering and screaming.
So I made one basket, I had one rebound, and one assist. So, to Alex Wasabi. So, boom, bam, beam.
Doo-doo-doo-ding.
It was very, the teams were not even.
No, there was a guy on the other team that was a phenomenal player.
Harlem Globetrotter
was
on the other team.
I'm telling you.
I forgot to look up his name. But what happened was they sent, like months ago, they sent an email saying, would you like to compete in a basketball game? And gave a list of like 30 different YouTubers that they were trying to get. And then 11 channels said yes. And one of the channels has six guys in it. That's how we had, I think it's 16 players. So there were 16 players who said yes. And this one dude his whole I just looked at all their Instagrams the night before to see what I was actually up against. It's like, how much am I actually going to play? Is it just needed a female to be like gender correct? So this one dude's entire Instagram is just phenomenal trick shots and just all these things. And I was like, okay, whoever has mom, silence your phone. Okay, she's reading it. It's a text from Colleen, so I don't blame her, but put your glasses on. She's like flitching away from the phone. Do you need me to pause everything?
No, keep going. I can do two things at once.
No, you can't.
I so can.
No.
I was there. I know what's happening.
But you need to respond to what I say. Dad is dying of laughter in the corner.
Okay, I get what's going on now. Okay, we're good. I didn't know if it was to put a fire out.
Okay.
No, it's all good.
Anyway, so the other team had like this trick shot dude. His entire life is basketball. So I was like, okay, the night before I was like, okay, whoever has him on their team will win. Like, there's no competition. Yeah. And that's exactly what happened. Yeah. And he wasn't playing like hard. Like, he wasn't being a douchebag. Like, there's some people who go way too hard that are just like, dude, it's a friendly game. Calm down. Mm-hmm. He was a very unselfish player. He passed or whatever.
Nice, yeah.
He was showing off, but that's what he is. That's what his channel is. That's what his
It was very entertaining. It was like, whoa, are you kidding me?
Made that shot. My team was, I think we lost by 12, 13, 16. Who knows?
You had fun.
We had a lot of fun. But at the end, it was like, there was 5 seconds left. We were done. It was done. He was at half court, and he shot it from half court at the buzzer, and it went in, and I had to cheer for him. I was on the court, and I put my hands up. I was like, yeah!
He was so good.
Just so excited it went in, because it was a cool shot. Well, I actually have footage of him doing, like, he caught it down low. There was no one around him, and he did a twist in the air, spun it behind his head, and it went in, and I was just like, okay.
I think his jersey said Jazz or something on it?
J-A-S-S?
Joss. I don't know, but he was good.
He was phenomenal. It was a bunch of people that were like either have never played basketball before or played as a kid, or they do pickup games at 24-hour fitness, and then this dude. So
there was some people there that didn't never play before.
Yeah,
like Sophie.
Sophie, yeah. Well, they needed girls. So they just emailed all girls. Sophie, yes.
She was in there.
Sophie is great. The other girl, Michelle, and then the other girl, Amber. Amber and I.
Oh, Amber was really good.
Amber is great. Amber's Closet on Instagram. But she could really, really play. Like, mm-hmm. She's really great. I was supposed to be the other really great girl, but they definitely overestimated.
No, they didn't.
And then.
You were so good.
But the other team, I think, was a little more fit. They also had David Dobrik.
Yes, they did. He got a shot into it.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun. I had so much fun. You walked in. They had the locker room set for us with all our jerseys set. They gave us shoes. They gave us the whole attire. It was a blast. Seeing my name on the back of the jersey has been like a dream of mine. I even have merch where it kind of looks like a jersey with my name on it. Like, that's how much I've wanted that to happen. So I had a blast. My coach was awesome. The other coach was awesome. The whole experience was great.
Tell them about your shoes.
My shoes are Kyrie Irving's Friends edition. So
they're really cute.
Kyrie Irving is a basketball player, for those who don't know, and he's obsessed with Friends, the show. So he made Nike do a Friends edition for him, and it was so fitting that I got those shoes because I love Friends. So the whole thing was just...
It was great.
It was a lot of fun. I'm really glad my parents got to be there. There's so many pictures of you guys like just gleaming in the stands, just having so much fun.
It was fun. That was a great way to end it for us.
It was, yeah. And just everyone there rooting me on. Every time I did anything, everyone was cheering. I was like, you guys know nothing about sports because I'm an idiot, but thank you for the love. what happened at VidCon was Jake Paul, quote unquote, surprised Tana on stage and announced their wedding date of July 28th.
That's soon.
Yeah. So I have to know, does anyone actually believe this relationship is real? And also, do you think they're really going to get legally married for the clout?
Maybe.
Or is it like, because clearly it's a fake wedding. Everyone, if you don't realize that, it's a fake wedding. But do you think they're going to, like, are they going to actually get married?
Maybe.
Because I want to know, because David Dobrik said, like, he went and married his friend's mom. Mm-hmm. Just as a joke, I want to know if he actually got married too. I'm like, are these people actually getting married, or is it just
a fake wedding?
A fake wedding. And it just bugs me that I don't know if it's real or not. I know the relationships aren't real. I need to know if the weddings are real. That's all.
Well, you can find out.
I mean, if the weddings are real, you're just making the divorce rate go up. You're making us millennials look bad. Is it the divorce rate going down because we're getting married later and later in life?
I don't know. I don't look those things up.
Mom, you're supposed to have all the facts and figures.
You didn't tell me to look that one up.
What do you think we do on this podcast? It's all facts and figures.
Maybe once.
We have chicken facts.
We have chicken facts.
And figures. So last week, okay, so that was all the VidCon info I have and news and whatnot. But last week on this podcast, I said Twitter was the only social media that never goes out. And then Twitter went out this last weekend during the White House's social media thing. They had a social media thing. And that's, and Twitter went down. Your text wasn't English, by the way.
Probably not. I was so excited.
I need to read. I don't even know where my phone is. There it is. I'm going to read because it, I think maybe it was meant for someone else.
Oh, no, no, no. I spoke it on there. And so it trans, what's the word?
Transwetted? Following instead Rams leads is what you said. She sent me a screenshot of Twitter gradually returns after widespread outage. And her text with it, it says, following instead Rams leads.
Following Instagram's leads. See, no, they transcribed
following instead Rams leads, no. And I was like, is she talking about sports Rams?
Following Instagram's lead.
Following Instagram's lead of shutting down.
Send a message to Rachel Ballinger, and it said, and then I said,
that's why I didn't respond to it because I was like, it. I think you sent this in the middle of the night, so it was the first thing I read when I woke up, and I was like, following instead Rams leads, and I was like, maybe that part was meant for dad.
Remember that game? We have to read things.
We need to find that game.
We need to find that game. Because that's what that is.
There's this game. Oh, we had so much fun with it one Christmas. We
emphasis on a different syllable.
No, it's like, it's all written weird. Though,
like this.
You have to, it's a sentence, but it's written all weird with the emphasis and the things are separated. And you have to try and read it really fast. And the other person has to try and guess what the actual sentence is. We need to play that. Don't look it up right now. Do not look it up right now, Mom.
Why not?
Because you get too distracted and then I'm talking to dad who can't respond because he doesn't have a microphone. You know what? We're going to get dad a microphone next time and you're going to be like, you know how all talk show hosts have that guy in the corner that doesn't actually do anything? It's kind of weird, but he says something every once in a while. Your dad's going to be that guy. Anyway, following instead Rams lead.
Instagram's lead.
Okay. You know what? I'm assuming you know what Area 51 is.
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay. The microphone is your friend. Talk into it.
Yes, I do.
Oh, my God. The new fad going around the internet is how everyone's going to raid Area 51 because there was a Facebook event named Storm Area 51. They can't stop us all.
That's funny.
So 750 people said they would attend and 750,000 will attend. And 677,000 said they were interested in the event.
Wow.
And the event planner, like, it was clear that he made it as a joke.
So but they didn't do it.
Well, there was, I think it was planned for September.
Oh.
But it's clearly a joke.
It could still happen.
Yes. But the memes that are coming out of it are very funny. Everyone's very excited to fake raid Area 51. And I need to ask you, do you believe they actually have aliens at Area 51?
No.
No? You don't believe in aliens?
It's not that I don't believe, I don't have any proof, fact, whatever.
Maybe the proof is in Area 51, Mom. You know,
the universe is pretty big. What? It could be.
I don't feel I have enough knowledge to say that there are no other lives
anywhere
else. The galaxy is quite large. To
it
say
is
we're
huge.
The only thing and me to be like, that's a fact. That's a little much.
Yeah.
That's a little much for me to say that's a fact.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to be like, I don't know.
Yep, right.
Yes. But what do they have in Area 51?
Maybe a spaceship.
So from an alien?
Maybe. I don't know. I have no
clue. I just
need
to know what is in Area 51.
I know.
Because, like, it's such a secret.
So let's just do this.
Let's do the raid.
September thing, yeah.
That's all I'm saying is, like, let's just do the raid. If, like, if they're saying we don't have aliens, just tell us what is in Area 51.
Exactly.
And then all the memes can come true, like us hanging out with aliens afterwards.
Yes. Yeah.
So.
Mad Gab. That's the name of the game.
Mad Gab.
Mad Gab.
You are so annoying that you had. You are so stubborn. You are so stubborn.
It will drive me crazy unless I know. Mad Gab. Okay. We're going to get it.
So I'm just saying I will be attending the raid on Area 51 because I need to know what's in there. I don't
Nevada,
think it's
Nevada, right?
I believe so. Yeah. I don't think it's aliens, but I need to know what it is. Like
it's something.
Maybe it's a thing, right? It's like a heavily guarded thing that no one's allowed to be in. What is it?
That's
what
all I.
That's my whole thing. So it's Amazon Prime Day.
Now I will not say, be buying anything.
These Prime Days have never been good.
I haven't found anything that I can't live without.
Yeah, but like it's always, it's like a scheme to get you to go on Amazon and buy things you don't need. And I just like everyone's so excited for it. And I've never known them to go off and be good. Like,
now, if my iced tea was on sale.
Yeah, it's like
I'd buy that in bulk.
Like pencil holders are on sale. And it's always like every year everyone's like, really, Amazon? This is what it is. But every year everyone's like so psyched for it.
I drank all my water.
I did drink all your water. Dad can go fill it in the fridge. So anyway. But, you know, if you want a good deal.
Yes, Rachel.
If you're
tell
looking
us.
For a good deal, you should definitely check out ritual.com/allthingsinternet.
100%.
Because I'm just saying they might be our sponsor for today. Heyo, sponsor, 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 sponsor. Whoa. Okay, so Ritual is an effective multivitamin for women that takes the guesswork out of everything for you. Ritual is the obsessively researched multivitamin designed for women. By women. For women. The women did it all. So.
Yes, women.
It contains 9 nutrients that are all difficult to get to get enough of with our everyday diet, even if we're like super healthy. So mm-hmm. even someone like me who tries to eat very, very balanced, I'm still mm-hmm. missing some stuff that I can get from this multivitamin. So instead of taking a bunch of different vitamins, just take 2 Ritual capsules once a day. That's
it. And they
it.
Look really cool.
They're clear. They have little bubbles
in
them.
I love them.
They're minty fresh. So you go to ritual.com/allthingsinternet and get your vitamins for just $1 a day. Just around $1 a day, Mom. That's it. Just
That's
around
quite a bargain.
$1. That is a deal. And it's delivered direct to your door monthly. And if you go to ritual.com/allthingsinternet right now, you'll receive 10% off your first 3
Woo-hoo!
Months. That is a deal.
How do you get that, Rachel?
Well, you go to ritual.com/allthingsinternet. That is ritual.com/allthingsinternet, the name of the show. I love these vitamins. I've been taking them for a long time now. So I feel like they were one of our first mm-hmm. sponsors since
yeah,
the podcast began. And because I take them, that means that you know that they're going to be certified vegan. They also happen to be sugar-free, non-GMO, gluten and allergy-free. And they don't cause nausea when you take them on an empty stomach because I take them in the morning and I don't eat breakfast. I just have them with my coffee. So that is Ritual.
Yeah.
Get them. Ritual.com/allthingsinternet. Multivitamin for women, by women, women.
Do it.
Yes. And in the last bit of news we have today, we have a new Barbecue Becky. Mom, do you know what a Barbecue Becky is?
No, I don't. Thank
it
you for the water.
It is the white people. It's okay. So... just like
okay,
have you seen the memes
this?
And stuff that go or the videos that go around where like these white people call the cops on black people not doing anything wrong, they're just like existing.
Yes.
And like so we have what was it, it's Barbecue Becky who called the cops on this black family having a barbecue in the park, and she called the cops on them. Exactly, that face says it all.
Wow.
And there's other people. There's one chick called the cops on a little girl selling water outside, or water bottles outside her apartment building. She called the cops. She's like, she doesn't have a license. Remember how many times sold lemonade and plums and oranges
and stuff
outside of our house? Like, imagine if someone called the cops on me for that. Like, that's insane.
I've had garage sales.
Oh, yes, exactly. We don't have a license for any of these things. But so it's... they're known as a Barbecue Becky because
okay,
she was like one of the first people that did it, but there's a bunch of videos that go around. Well, there's a new one, and he happens to be someone who works for YouTube. His name is Chris, and he was going inside or outside of his apartment building, and this black guy caught the door right before it closed and started walking in, and he was like, hey, do you belong here? He's like, yeah, I'm visiting my friend. And he was like, yeah, you don't belong here. And he called the cops on him.
Wow.
And the whole thing, and the saddest part was this guy, Chris, is with his son, and his son is saying, dad, don't call the cops.
I did see this.
Yeah. And the whole situation
yes.
did, oh, my video stopped. Hold on a second. Is them automatically, sorry. The video, it got interrupted, and now the whole thing's going to be off, but it's fine.
It's okay.
But the video is like this kid being like, Dad don't call stop. The cops on him. He's here to see a friend. And the dude, Chris, was like, afterwards, the guy's friend did show up and was like, this is my friend. You're crazy. But the white guy was like, you know, it's just my dad. Our building gets robbed all the time. And like, my dad got shot outside of his apartment building. And so, but it's like, he's like, I do that with anyone. I ask anyone who walks in a building I've never seen before. And I was like, and then the black guy did his own interview and was like, calling cops on a black guy is like a death threat, basically. Mm-hmm. It's different than calling it on any other person. And it was like, all I was doing was visiting my friend and I got the cops called on me. That's and sad. He was like, I don't feel I should have to go around and prove to everyone that I belong there.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't feel I should walk around and prove to everyone that I am not a threat. And I was like, that is a very good way of putting it.
Yep.
Because a lot of people were like, well, his apartment building gets robbed all the time. He has every right to question you.
What? Why did they? White people rob people all the time.
I know. So it's like it's a whole thing. But anyway, he works for YouTube and everyone's like mad at YouTube now. And I was like, he's just an employee. When people get mad at companies over something like this, I'm like, it's not the company's fault that happened.
Individuals,
but do you think he should get fired from YouTube?
Oh.
Because he's like a bad image. Can they fire him for that?
No, I don't think they can fire him for that.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
Would you fire him for that, Rachel?
Well, if he worked for me, yes, but I'm just me. Yeah. I'm not a huge company.
Well, maybe he learned something from it.
Let's hope he did, but I doubt he did.
Well,
I just have to say his son, I think, is going to turn out well.
Yeah,
I think despite him, his son is quite a little gentleman.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
The Ballinger boys and that kid are the future.
Yeah.
All right. So we are going to play First Word as our game today.
I'm waiting for Mad Gabs. Gabby Mad? Mad Gabs. Oh my
God. You are the one that figured out the name and you already forgot it.
Okay. 10 minutes ago.
We're going to play First Word. If you don't know what this is, if you're new here, it's just I say a word and my mom tries to say the first word that comes into her head after I say my word.
But it's supposed to have...
it's supposed to be... It's an association game. So I'm supposed to say something like dog, and then she's supposed to say something like cat, and then I'm supposed to say like kitten, and then she's supposed to be like litter, and then it's
puppy.
Supposed to...
Okay,
It's supposed to be an association game. Like, what word do you associate with the word that just came out of my
Not
mouth?
Not just you say...
poop, and then you flowers. End up saying dinosaur.
Yeah, okay,
it's supposed to be association. Oh,
glad we got that out of the way.
But it stresses my mom it out does. So much because you're supposed to do it really fast. So, ready?
Yes.
I'm going to say first word.
Okay.
Seashell.
Ocean.
Waves.
Beach.
Sand.
Shark.
Roar. Dang it, I lost!
Roar!
Shark? I was trying to think of the noise a shark makes, and I went roar!
Grandpa shark. You know they make grandma shark with no teeth?
I have.
But they don't do grandpa shark with no teeth.
I've never watched that video.
Oh.
Well. I've never watched baby shark. All right, okay. Mom. You start with the first word.
Phone.
Jessica. She was texting me as you said that.
Bailey.
Jake.
Oh, Christopher.
Parker.
YouTube.
Fun.
Gymnastics.
Twisty,
bendy,
stretchy,
splits.
I can't. We do motions with it. We can't.
It helps us
we
think.
Can't just be normal people.
It helps us think.
I'm losing this. You're on it today. I think I'm out of it.
It's because I went to VidCon.
She's on her high horse with her freaking yellow badge, people. You're not even a featured creator, though.
No,
you're a
full access.
You're not even a speaker. It goes, oh, no, I think, I can't remember. They don't tell us what anything is. They just call it a yellow badge or not.
And we had to wear
a wristband thingy. Yep. And apparently we're supposed to scan them in and out, and I only did that the last day.
I know, right?
Like, no one was telling us to scan our bracelets anywhere, and then the last day they're like, you need to be scanning it as you enter and exit the building.
They didn't have communication with the security guards that they needed to. There was...
No, the people at check-in didn't know what was going on.
In a lot of areas was security.
Everyone was safe, though.
Everybody was safe. Very safe.
Do we do one more round?
Sure, go.
Dog.
Cat.
Stretch.
What did stretch out? Oh, because
Blaze
the dog
is
stretching
on the ground, as
you
I said,
won that
Blaze.
One.
Now let's move on
but
to questions.
That's not word association. That was eyeball association.
You cannot challenge
I
what I
too.
Say.
No. That was eyeball association. It wasn't in your brain
cat
of
stretch.
Words.
I went to a cat cafe. That was fun.
With Kelly Six?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, let's just move on to questions, Mom, because okay. we're running out of time today.
Okay, let's do this.
And I won. So.
No.
I actually didn't. Tori asks, did Gwen vlog VidCon?
The game.
She vlogged for a minute on my camera, the basketball game. So you do get some brilliant mom footage. She
of just, the ceiling.
Of the ceiling and the ball going into the basket, but of nothing else.
I followed you the whole time.
You did. You actually did a very nice job. I wasn't doing much the whole time.
She was running
but
back
the,
and forth.
Oh God,
I was worn
exhausted.
Out watching her.
I was exhausted. I play basketball in the spring and the fall every Tuesday night with a bunch of middle-aged women. And we don't go hard. We are very much like, it's
How
a jog.
How is 26 middle-aged?
I'm 28.
How's 28 middle-aged?
I'm the youngest person on my team.
Middle-aged to me is like me. Dead silence. 59 is middle-aged, right? Oh,
You're
shut up, Rachel.
Okay. No, okay. I think middle-aged is anywhere from 30 to 50.
Holy cow. No, I was not middle-aged in my 30s. That's the prime of your life, girl.
Okay. I don't know how to classify the women because we go from 28 to like 45 on my league.
They're young little chicks.
So we have a wide range of ages in women. And
not spring chickens. But
we're not spring chickens.
You're chickens.
We are mature.
Egg-laying
anyway,
chickens.
We jog a lot. I don't know. Why are we chickens? Why are you comparing us to chickens?
Hello? Do you not know me?
Anyway. Oh, I have to show you a picture. Someone tweeted me a picture of chickens
with
tutus.
Yes, I saw that.
Chickens with tutus. It's the best.
It's cute. And then my next thought was, I'm not going to clean that.
No.
Chickens have messy butts.
Anyway, we're not spring chickens, as you say, right. on our league. So it was very tiring keeping up with like young 20-year-old boys.
Yeah.
That just were sprinting yes. full force down this court. And I'm just like... I sprinted a few times and then I was like, nope, asthma kicking in, gotta calm down. And then I just like was jogging around and playing energy conserving basketball at that point. So I had a lot of fun, but it was truly exhausting. My whole body hurts today. That is all. All right. Next question. Sophie asks, do you think Apple will ruin itself like many other companies and games have? I think they will.
Yes.
Because
it's inevitable.
It's inevitable. But also, when Steve Jobs was alive, it was very much he cared about the product. And they were like innovative and everything was great quality. And now it just seems to be, what's the next thing we can put out to get more money? Like everything they do is very clear to have a money grab in it.
Right.
And it's quite disappointing. And every time I get a new Apple product, I get more mad at Apple, which makes me not want to buy more Apple products. But it just has to take... I don't think it's going to be Microsoft that takes them over. I think it's going to be something else like 10 years down the line that's just going to destroy yeah. Apple. Microsoft has too bad of a stigma on it. Like people have this like weird thing. Just like people have a weird thing against Walmart and they're like think Target's so much better. But Walmart's like the same products, just labeled different and they're for cheaper. So people are like, oh, it's not as good. Walmart's amazing, as is Target. So... But Microsoft has that same stigma around it where people are like, oh, that's for like poor people. And I'm like,
No, like office buildings.
Yeah, office buildings.
I see
and
office buildings.
Yeah, I guess that's what
Microsoft
it is.
Microsoft and stuff.
But it's, I think that Microsoft is gaining in the like quality. Like,
maybe.
I think they're pretty much the same quality thing. It's just Apple has so much better branding. So it just takes one company that has a better marketing genius on their hands. And then they can destroy Apple. But I don't think it's going to be Microsoft. It has to be something else. But anyway, I think Apple is getting worse and worse as the years go on. I mean, they haven't really changed the iPhone at all in the past 4 years.
They changed the plugs.
That's all they do. They change the headphone jack and the plugs to make money, to make
and
us
make
buy
it
things.
So I can't figure out how to turn it on.
Yes. So, see?
There's always a button in... Oh, you have a button.
Yes, because I have the 8, not the 10.
He doesn't have a button.
My dad has a 10. I have the 8 because I like a button.
I love a button on my seat.
I am someone that loves a button.
Yeah.
And I loved my headphone jack, but I had to get rid of it because I hate Bluetooth. And everyone's like, we'll just get the converter. I don't want to have to buy a converter for something that already existed that didn't need to go away.
Yep.
And it was just a money grab to sell these adapters, these converters, so that we could do the exact same function we already had. Nymphadora Tonks in HD wants to know, what do you do when you're stressed?
What do you do when you're stressed, Rachel?
I take a deep breath.
Yes.
I just did. No, there are multiple things. Depends what it is. One, I either call my friend Kelly and vent.
Yes.
Two, I take a deep breath.
Yes.
And then three, I try and come up with a plan.
Yes.
It doesn't mean that plan is going to work. It doesn't mean that it has to be a good plan, but it calms me to know I have a plan. No matter how ill-conceived it is, there is a plan to take on this stress factor. Mm-hmm. So that's it. You just come up with the plan. Doesn't mean it's going to work. Doesn't mean you're going to do the plan. But the fact that I have a plan calms me down.
That's good.
And a deep breath always helps. Do you do anything, Mom?
I just run around like a chicken with my head cut off. Pretty much.
You really do. You have no stress-relieving factors in you. Just whoop. All right. Tom Holland wants to know what the... Tom Holland, I love you, is the name. Wants to know what the meaning of Novaqua is. I thought this was common knowledge, but apparently I've forgot. It's been a year since I've explained this. If you go to my channel, the URL is supposed to be YouTube/Rachel Ballinger, but sometimes it shows up as YouTube/Novaqua. The reason for this is... Back when YouTube first started, Christopher posted a video with some of his friends on YouTube, and I wanted to watch it, but I needed a channel in order to watch it. And it was back when you didn't have to have an email to create a channel. It was just like, you just needed to create a username. And every username I tried was taken, like Rachel Ballinger, Rachel this, Rachel that. No, they were all taken. And after like my 12th try, I was exhausted and I was like, this doesn't matter. I'm never going to use this site again. And I looked up and there was fish cleaner on my desk, and it's the fish brand is called Novaqua. So I typed that in and it worked. And I was like, finally, now I can watch my brother's video. And then so many years, 20 years later, here I am.
I've never heard that story before.
You haven't?
Now that you say that, I'm like, oh, I can see that.
Yeah. Model. Yes. You could see that because that is a fish cleaner we used when we had fish way back in the day. So that is literally the meaning of Novaqua, the original name of my channel. The channel was never supposed to be a channel. It was just a username to watch my brother's video. And then we had some home videos that Colleen wanted to throw up to show some friends, because that's also what YouTube was back in the day. It was just a way to share videos that you had. And so there was home videos in my channel. And then when Colleen started doing her own vlogs way back in the day, and people started finding my channel. And so I just kind of built off of, like, I think I had 1,000 subscribers when I started doing YouTube. And I just built off of that. I was like, well, there's already people subscribed. And I never thought to, like, maybe start a new channel with not that name.
Novaqua. So,
that's what my channel name was. Anna Banana 11 wants to know, thoughts on peeing in the pool/lake/ocean?
Do it.
And that is who raised me. And then the last one I have, last question for today is, Alyssa wants to know, if you had to switch bodies with one person for a day, who would it be?
Rachel.
And what would you do first?
Play sports.
Mine was Dwayne The Rock Johnson and lift something heavy. Just imagine having all that muscle.
I just imagine having a younger body and not hurting doing things.
That or Parker. Being able to flip and bend and just be that. Just.
Yeah.
Whew.
There he goes.
So I would either be Dwayne The Rock Johnson or Parker Ballinger.
There you
just
go.
For the either lifting something or being very bendy and being able to, like, do
very
things.
Very bendy.
Anyway. Because he's strong.
He is.
That kid, he's athletically built.
Yeah.
All right. That's all we have for today. Mom, do you have anything else to add?
No, but we'll see you next week.
Dad, did I forget anything that happened this week in the news? You always remind me of something.
Just tell people to stop licking ice cream.
My dad. My dad wants people to stop licking the tops of ice cream.
That was disgusting.
That girl who started this challenge, if that's what you want to call it.
Disgusting.
Is facing 20 years in prison because she was identified. So.
That's gross. Don't.
I don't think she should get 20 years. I think she should definitely get punished for that and starting this terrible trend. But I think 20 is a little harsh, especially since people that have done a lot worse have gotten a lot littler. Words, they're hard. Anyway, Mom, take us out.
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.